Welcome to the first episode ever of Millionaire Manners, where magical money-making and mindset strategies make you millions. Welcome to the first episode, guys. Long time coming. I am so excited to have you guys here, and I'm so excited for this first episode. This first episode is going to be very, very selfish of me, okay? So I'm going to preface this first by saying, forgive me for how much I'm going to talk about myself in this first episode. And I'm doing this just so you guys have a good understanding and background of who you're learning from, who I am, what I'm about, and my story overall. Okay? So let's get right into it, because I have been waiting so long to do this. And I've honestly been waiting for the perfect opportunity. But if you guys have spent any time in the entrepreneurial world and the business world, you know that there is no perfect time than the present time. Love that. So today we're going to be talking about all about me, my story, and why I'm doing this. Because for anybody who's going to support me, I feel like those are three main points that you need to connect with, okay? So let's get right into it, because I have a lot to say and a lot to share. Okay, so my name is Peyton Lewis. I am a Florida-born native, and I'm now residing in Georgia, just a little bit upstate. I'm 24 years old at the time of this recording. I love business, and my love for business came at a very interesting time. My love for business came out of nowhere. So right before COVID, I was looking into getting certified in certain areas and starting to actually rebrand myself and repurpose myself in life. Okay? So me and business go way back at this point. So post-COVID, here I am, 21 years old. So here I am, pre-COVID, 20 years old, ready to get out there, ready to start shaking things up. And for a lot of people, COVID was that era where it was time to shake things up. And I think being trapped in the house is what actually did that for me and actually made me want to change, just do more than what I was doing. So I started looking at different paths I could go down to better my future, get myself where I wanted to be, and live the lifestyle ultimately that I wanted to live, okay? So, pre-COVID, I had already one certification under my belt. I was a certified lash technician, and this was a certification that I, number one, paid a lot of money for, but number two, wasn't even using, okay? So I had the certification, wasn't even putting it to work, and I was looking for my next thing. And you guys will see this a lot with me and my personality and just who I am. I can be very sporadic sometimes, and you'll hear me use the term a lot, that I'm a serial successor or serial entrepreneur, because that's literally what it is. Like, anything that comes to my mind and I feel like it's a great idea that I can profit off of and will help dozens and dozens and dozens of people, I'm going to take it and run with it. And me having a brain like that, I feel like, yeah, it can work against me. It can work, you know, not to my best interest, but having a brain like that, that works so, I guess having a brain that works like that is, it's a great thing. It's a great thing in this time. It's a great thing in this crazy time period and era that we live in, because that's how things change. Things change like that. Like, by tomorrow, there could be three new social media platforms. There could be a completely new phone. New cars taking over the world, or new cars taking over the industry. things change like that. So having a brain that can keep up with the changes of life that you cannot control and you cannot predict is super, super, super beneficial. And for a long time, I did not think having a sporadic mind that went, you know, 200 miles per hour was super beneficial. But I see now why, and I see how I can use that to my benefit. So let's just start there. So whilst having this certification, I was still working. Okay. I had just obtained one of my longest jobs working at a warehouse, and I was happy. I was content and things were steady. But with that, I was also stagnant. And number one, I'm a Capricorn, but I have a very hyperactive personality, if that makes sense. I have a very hyperactive personality. And when I set my mind to something I really want to do, I have to do it and I have to go with it. So at this time, I was working at I was working full time, at least 40-hour work weeks at the warehouse overnight. And I also was conditioning myself to open up a bath and beauty company, a medicated bath and beauty company. So that would entail medicated lip balms, medicated soaps, lotions, body oils, anything body, bath, beauty related you can think of. There is a very, very, very high chance that I have done it or I have went down that path with it. But I had a whole business running, open, operating that had a whole business that I ran centered around medicated bath and beauty products. And I absolutely loved it. This business was called Bubbly Bud Beauty. And I'm a huge lover of alliteration. I think it works in every scenario. And I think it keeps things light and fun and airy and not so serious. And I feel like we need that in business, especially since, you know, when you think about entrepreneurs and business, I feel like over time, just a lot of what the media has put in our face about what the stereotypical and the personification of an entrepreneur looks like and sounds like and does has been made to be such a square, more Poindexter, kind of boring, okay, tedious type of job and aspect. And that's not what business is about. Business, it should be about expressing yourself and expressing certain passions or likes or dislikes, and taking that and being able to either rebrand it and resell it back to people as in the form of answers or solutions or benefits. I feel like that right there is something that is so beautiful. It's so beautiful. Entrepreneurship and business is literally taking something that means something to you, something that means something deep to you, and growing it and connecting with people who have these same likes or dislikes or interests or need these certain solutions or benefits. That is so pure in itself, and that is so glorious to me. Okay, so let's get back on track. So boom, working at a warehouse full time. When I would get off of work, I would continue to work on my other business. So I would be making soaps throughout the day. I'd be making lotions. I'd be working on my website. This was my first real taste of what running a company was like. I wore all the hats, okay? And I think we praise that too much sometimes, that we should be wearing all the hats in our business. And looking back at it now, I could see why wearing all the hats probably wasn't a super great decision, but at that time it was a decision that I made, and I stick by it. You know, I don't take it back, but I understand why certain things could have went better had I delegated. So I'm wearing all the hats, I'm doing all the things, I'm running the website, I am customer service, I am the curator, I am the mixologist, I'm doing it all, and I'm selling solutions to people, okay? And my main goal with that business was to shine a different light on that industry, okay? So not just the bath and beauty industry and the holistic health industry, but the cannabis industry as well. And I think what the cannabis industry is doing for people who have health issues or just chronic issues, I think what the cannabis industry is doing for them is absolutely amazing. Amazing. And I cannot wait to see how far that really goes. I think it's absolutely amazing. So in this business, I found a true love and passion for just helping people and making people feel good. This business conditioned me to run a business and get out there and do things. And don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And don't be afraid to help people or try to help people. Don't be scared, because I was very apprehensive with my business at that time because it was my baby and it was my first business. But once I saw the good it was doing in the world and getting the feedback from my reviewers and my customers and consumers, once I was getting that feedback and I realized that, okay, what I'm doing is right. What I'm doing is helping. What I'm doing is providing solutions to people. When I realized that, I couldn't stop. I could not stop. It was almost like a sort of high, like a business high for success. I could not stop. So with this business, I ended up hosting multiple pop-up shops, connecting with so many people. And I realized, I was doing this all during COVID, okay? Pre, post, and during COVID, I was running this business. And I was keeping it afloat and I was keeping it steady. That was something I was very proud of because, number one, to be a first-time business owner at the young age of 20 years old, 20 to 21 years old, and to be doing it and having another job on the side, that was crazy for me. It was crazy, but the chaos of it kept me going. I loved it. I loved it. So, what else happened after that? So, I bet at this point you're wondering, where is the business now? Okay? Because if I started the business back then, you're probably wondering, where is this business now? So, there had been a slight change of plans, and I had to pivot away from that business because you cannot see what's going wrong when you're working so closely on something. And that's what began to happen. So in this time period, I took a step back from this business. Things were slowing down, and I was looking at the numbers. I was weighing my options. And I was really seeing, is the work worth the reward? Is my return of investment that I'm spending on said business good enough to keep it afloat and keep it running? And the answer to that was absolutely not. Absolutely not. But I have been so blinded by everything else and working so closely on this business that I didn't even realize. But once I figured this out, I decided to liquidate the business for the betterment of myself, okay? Yes, I wanted to keep on providing things to my customers and my clients who really benefited from my products, but the risk factor of this business going top heavy or bottom heavy was not worth it. It was just not worth it. So now we're looking at about 2 months after the business had been liquidated, everything had been shut down. Now I'm like, what do I do? At this time, I'm still working at my warehouse, but I'm a young girl with big dreams. I want to do more. I'm yearning for that urge to get up and be passionate and do something I love. I need that. I need that. And the warehouse was not giving me that. So I knew that the only way I would be able to obtain that feeling again was to actually be excited about work that I was doing. Either side hustle, main hustle, even hobbies. I had to get back in touch with the things that made me feel good. So I had a certification that was serving no purpose hanging up on a wall. And it took me some weeks to actually wrap my head around what was I really going to do. And then I took it there. I realized that I need to put this certification to work because I did the work to earn it. I spent the money to earn it. I even bought a picture frame for it. So now I need to really put in the work to make myself really feel like I deserve this certification. Okay? So I went back to it. I went at it. I started doing lashes and I was serious about it. And with that, I started growing and growing and growing and growing. And I started growing so much, so fast, just by applying myself and wrapping myself. Once I really got serious about it, I realized, number one, how good I really was at it and how good of a skill and how beneficial of a skill it would be for me. This went past just doing lash extensions. That skill taught me patience. And for those who don't know, lash extensions, getting them, the process of it, it is a long, tedious process. And it's usually a quiet one. So you would have to get lash extensions, you have to separate every single lash on a client's eye, which is typically anywhere between 80 to 120 lashes per eye. And you're applying extensions to said lash over and over and over again. Okay? So it's a long, tedious process. But with that, I found so much patience in it. So much patience. And my best thoughts and ideas come to me in times of silence. So this was the perfect job for me. This was the perfect job for me, and I loved it. And at this time, I was still doing it on the side, but when I was able to do lashes before I had to go to work, I loved it. And yes, my schedule was very thrown off because I would be getting off at 5:30 a.m., going to sleep, waking up to do lashes, like two clients at like 9 a.m. and 1 p.m. And then I would be getting ready for work shortly after that. But the consistency of that, it made me achieve so much more, so much faster. And for that, I'm grateful for. So let's talk about the end of my journey at my warehouse, because this was literally the breaking point and the turning point for my life as a whole. Now, let me just start by saying I absolutely adored this job just until it got to the end of it, okay? I worked at this job for 4 years and some change, okay? I've seen it rebrand. I've seen them change up. I see them fire, rehire, furlough. I've seen them do it all, okay? And the people I was working around, I've been able to grow with them, and they've seen me grow as well. And for a lot of people there, I was looked at as, you know, somebody like a daughter or a niece or somebody they could really kind of nurture and watch grow. And I liked that relationship with a lot of the people I had there. I felt like it was a really good relationship. And toward the end of this journey at this warehouse, I did a showcase for my business. Okay? I showcased my business and I told them that, no. Nearing the ending journey at this warehouse, I was becoming less and less available for them. And I'm not one to call out. I'm not one to no call, no show. If I say I have a job and I have somewhere to be, I'm going to be there. I'm going to show up. It came to a certain point, and I knew the universe was testing me. It was coming down to a certain point where I was starting to have to choose between working at my warehouse for 10 hours or working 2 hours to 3 hours on one client and getting paid the same thing. So it was coming down to those decisions where I really just had to choose, because sometimes I would have clients that want to come later in the day, and they'd be paying me what I would be making that night in a few hours. And when this started to happen more frequently, I did let my supervisor and leadership know that I'm going to go where the money is. I'm going to go where my passions lie, and I'm going to go where I feel best. But I did not want to part ties. So I let them know that some days I would have to maybe come in a little bit later, which I would definitely stay later. But it was coming down to these hard decisions, and I realized now that I needed to make a decision. The time to decide was then and now. Okay, and we're going to get to what happened when I didn't decide. But the time for me to decide was then and now, and the universe was telling me that. And instead of deciding, I was going to have my cake and I was going to eat it too. Even if that meant that I was kind of running myself rabid because I was trying to juggle both things and juggle both jobs and commit to them fully. And I'm one person, and you cannot stretch yourself way too thin. So this had been happening for about a month, where I was having to call out, having to cancel, having to just not be there certain days. And I understand the frustrations. Mind you, we were a team of at least 300. We were a team of at least 900. So there was definitely reinforcements, but when you're one of the top performing people, your absence is definitely, it's seen and it's highlighted, okay? So it came to the point where there was one day I showed up for work and I was told that I was about to be let go just because of the points I have accumulated. This was a surprise to me because I was unaware of any points that were being accumulated, and I wasn't mad. I was very understanding, and I told them, whatever happens, whatever they need to do, do it. Pull the trigger. I'm not going to be mad. So the next day comes and I have an opportunity to make more money than I'm going to be making at that job in that night. I do it. Okay, I take the opportunity, I email my job and let them know that I will be coming into work a little bit later just so I can finish up this client. Okay, no response. I'm doing my client. And then it's time for me. Once I finish my client, I start heading to work, and I'm on the way to work. I'm about 15 minutes out and I get an email. And this email clearly states that I have been terminated from the company due to failure to show up. Okay, I was just terminated. And I got that email when I was sitting at a red light. I remember I was on this specific road, and it was like a long road. And every time I saw this road, it kind of triggered me because I didn't like having to be on somebody else's schedule for work, even though I didn't mind the job. But I remember exactly where I was. And I was reading this email, and this wave of comfort just hit me. It was like a wave. There's no other better way I can describe it than a wave of comfort and okayness. Like, I was just okay with the outcome. Like, peace. This email said I was fired. And at that point, I started making a U-turn and going back home. My mind didn't get mad. I didn't get angry. I didn't get upset. It was just, okay, now I got to go back home and I got to hit the ground 10 times harder than I was. Because now that I have more time, more energy, less people to deal with, now I got to hit the ground 10 times harder than I have been hitting it. because I'm doing this for me now. And I always told myself that job was going to be the last job that I ever had. I did not want to work any more jobs. I did not want to fill out any more applications. I did not want to get to know any more people around the job. I didn't want to introduce myself to any more people, any more new hires. I didn't want to do it anymore. I don't like that process. And I've spoken on this before with people at my old job, and I told them that this was my last job. And they laughed at me. And they told me that I'm too young, I'm going to need another job, it's not going to work out. They told me all the things that never crossed my mind, because I know I can do anything I set my mind to. They told me all these things. So them telling me that was more fuel to my fire, and that kept me going even more. I'm like, now I got to hit the ground even harder, because now I got to show them. I got to show them that I can really do this, because I knew in my mind I could do this. Yeah, the timing might have not been ideal for me. Yeah, it might be very spare at the moment. Yeah, I might be scared too. Yeah, I did not even have a plan. But I adapt. I adapted, I changed, I redirected course on the drop of a dime, and I'm going to make it work. So that same night, I created a website. I created a booking site. I created a whole rebrand for my Instagram page. I updated my bio. I raised my prices, and I was able to open my availability. I hit the ground running when this happened. I didn't have time to stop and try to figure things. I didn't have time to do that because I still had money that needed to be made. Okay? I did not have time to do that. And I never said it was easy, okay? I never said that it was going to be easy. But the commitment that I had behind being self-employed and being an entrepreneur, not even doing lashes, just the commitment that I had to myself about my desires and what I wanted to achieve was enough to keep me going to this point now, to the point where I can say, I've made it to this point. I got myself here. I did this. I never looked back. I don't care how hard it got. I don't care if the odds were stacked against me. I still made it. And if I can do that with everything that has been thrown my way, you can do that too. Okay? You can do that too. And this is solely based on how you want to look at specific things, okay? I could have took the situation I was in and I could have looked at it as, oh, I'm a failure and now I got to look for another job, because if I don't look for another job, then I won't have money to buy products for my other business. And if I don't have products to buy for my other business, I'll never get the other business. This could have really spiraled into something that could have put me in a pit for a long time. But instead of going down that route of self-degradation and self-sabotage, I decided to work with that and run with it and really apply it 130%, really go at it 130%, and then look. Okay, so let's get back on topic real quick. Now, this same month I was fired was one of my most profitable months at that point. Now, I hit the ground running. I got fired in August. Actually, no. I got fired in September. October was a busy month. October, I made about $7,000. $7,000. Which already is more than I was making a month at the warehouse. $7,000 I made just in October. That next month, November, and I'm giving you guys these numbers not so much to compare yourself or not even to really hold yourself to that standard, but I want you guys to see what it really looks like to apply, believe, and trust, okay? Yes, there's more that goes into it, but those are the basis of success, Apply, believe, and trust. In November, working from home, I made $10,000. $10,000 in one single month. At that time, I had never made that much money in my life. I have never made that much money in my life. And I didn't realize how much money and how much money was coming in and circulating. I did not realize how much money I was making until January came around and I'm looking at my finances and I realized, wow, I just had my first $10,000 month. And then 2 months ago, here I am getting fired from a job I barely loved anymore. And I just had my $10,000 month when everybody said that I would have to get another job. Can you imagine if I would have got another job and then missed out on making $17,000 in 2 months? Can you imagine if I would have done that? I would have been hurt. Hurt, to say the least. I would have been saddened by that. Like, this is what I'm saying. You guys can do this. You guys can do this. And in this podcast, I'm going to tell you guys how you can do this. How you can achieve your goals and really make money just by following your goals and your desires and your dreams and trusting the process of it. I'm going to show you guys. I'm going to teach you guys how trusting yourself can really be the thing that unlocks the lump sums of cash and money that you wish to see. I'm going to teach you guys because I've done it. And I've done it with no experience at all. This is trial and error. This was trial and error. This was me throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks. And now that I've seen what sticks and I've done the hard work and I've done it right, I've done it wrong, I've done it the easy way, I've done it the hard way, I've done it the short way, I've done it the long way. I've done it. And my passion now is to spread that with you, because now that I've done certain things in businesses, now I can take that and I can translate it to any other business because I'm fluent in it. I'm fluent in it. I have had my lash business going on 5 years now. I absolutely love my lash business. I'm so grateful for my lash business. And I've scaled that business to where I'm, number one, making feasible large amounts of money monthly. And number two, I'm comfortable. Okay? And let me just say that I have not worked another job since I got fired from my last one. And I say that with the utmost modesty and in the utmost humble way imaginable. I have not worked for anybody else since I became individually employed or self-employed. I have not worked. And I told myself I was not going to do this. Through hell or high water, I was going to be able to live off something that I wanted to do and I was passionate about. And I told myself that before I even got fired, I told myself that. And I stood by it and I meant it. I meant it. And that might not be the exact path for you, but I'm telling you this so that you know that it's happening, okay? It's feasible. You can do that. It can be an option for you if you make it an option for you. And if you prioritize that option for you, you can do this stuff. You can do it. If a girl with no direction, sporadic mindset, no plan, nothing set in stone, if I can do this at a drop of a dime, you can do it too. You can do this stuff. So fast forward, been lashing for so long now, so long, and my lash career has been, it's been such a, my lash career has been such such an unpredictable path. And I feel like the curveball of life that being a Lash Tech has thrown at me ultimately bettered me overall. Okay? When I started taking my lash career very seriously, and that was the backbone and the base of my finances, when I really sat back and realized how serious I was going to have to get about this business, I was rattled to my bones. I was rattled because it's not just taking the pictures and doing the work. There is so much more that goes on in running this business and running any business, honestly. This business taught me so much about everything behind the scenes, okay? I've been in the beauty industry for as long as I can remember now, but sitting down and actually making this business the business, okay, and my lifeboat, my life raft for everything that I need to do in life, this showed me so much more to business and what business was about. And through this, I have found a new love for business. And I realize now that my passions were not in the things that I were doing. They were in the feelings that I feel and obtain by doing these things. Okay? They were driven by the actions behind the business, behind the scenes, you know, marketing, niching, teaching people how to make money, okay? Going out and figuring out how to make money off of this in this industry and how I can keep people coming back. The scientific matters of what makes a business successful has become one of the most highlighted points and one of the most highlighted loves that I have around being an entrepreneur, okay? So yes, it started out doing these things and doing the business and creating the things. But now I like the scientific and the mathematical sense of how can we get from here to here with this amount of money? Or how can I obtain this amount of clientele so that my ROI is at this percentage? Or how can I transform or rebrand this business so that its target clientele is drawn to this vision or this aspect or this type of business opposed to the other one or their competitors? Those parts of business, the parts that are literally changing moving variables, those parts are my favorite parts. And it makes sense to me now because those are things that continue to change. Those are things that continue to circulate and change and shift. And as time goes on, these things, they just change. They continue to change and switch up on you. So it's like you have to keep learning and you have to keep learning. You have to keep learning because business is changing. Life in itself is changing. Like, think about this whole AI, this new thing, AI. Just think about how much it has changed businesses, okay? Changed how businesses run, changed how businesses think, and how people purchase with this business, and how people view this business. AI has done so much in such a short period of time. These are the things that I like to be able to stay on top of to ensure the success and running success of my business and soon to be other businesses as well, okay? Everything that I'm learning, I'm trying to pass on to other generations, generations after mine, generations before mine, my generation at that. I feel like entrepreneurship is timeless. Okay, we are always going to need entrepreneurs. We are always going to need the people to create and brainstorm the idea and make it happen. And the people who can actually take problems that they see in the world and transform them and sell them back as solutions to their clientele. We are always going to need that. Just think about how many problems that you see in the world and how many ways you could solve them. Okay, from the most grand to the smallest, itsy bitsiest, obsolete things. Just think about it. This is why I'm making this podcast. This is why I'm doing it. Okay? The passion behind it, the passion of seeing people grow and seeing businesses grow and seeing people succeed through their business and through their passions. This is why I do it. This is why I'm doing it. And I love it. I love it. Don't get me wrong. I love the businesses that I've had in the past. I love, love, love my current business. This was a business that I really got to practice everything that I teach. I got to practice it on my own business that I run now. And it checks out. It checks out every time. So take it a step further, okay? Instead of just throwing things at a wall and seeing what sticks, take it a step further. Start applying certain things to your business that you know will work, okay? Or even if that doesn't work for you, start reaching out to people who can help you with your business. I actually don't even want to say that. So through finding a love for this side of business, I have been able to connect with a lot of people, and I've found my tribe. Okay, I found my tribe of people who thrive on business in the way that I do, and I've clung to them. I have clung to them so tightly, like a koala, like I am on them. And I think it's important to note that this is not a journey. This is not a lonely journey. Entrepreneurship does not have to be a lonely journey. And I had to feed that information to myself again and again and again and again, because I am a Capricorn that comes from a Capricorn and a Taurus. So the independence that I feel to do things is unreal, okay? And anybody that's a Capricorn, or you know a Capricorn, or you know a Taurus, they're very bullheaded, and Capricorns are very creative, but they lock in. Like, when they set their mind to something, they achieve it. And I have that. I have that. But I have to realize that asking for help is not a weak point, and asking for help and seeking out other informations and resources is not a weak point. That is actually one of the best things you can do. That's one of the strongest things you can do, is reach out and look for other resources and people who have been in these certain situations. Connect. So in this time, I have reached out to mentors. I have listened to podcast upon podcast upon podcast, to the point where I have only 3 podcasts that I put in circulation, because I know that they are going to give me the information that I need to succeed. And one of my favorite podcasts I've been listening to for about 1.5 to 2 years now is Project Me Tiffany with Tiffany Carter. She is the embodiment of a successful entrepreneur. But amongst that, she's the embodiment of somebody who is passionate about herself, about her business, and about her goals. And she sticks by them. And she's devoted so much time and energy into her passions and goals that she's, number one, she's a millionaire who kicks back and relaxes and has earned this grand position that she's in right now. But she passes that on. She passes on the tricks, the tools, the tips. She teaches you. She talks to you about how she got there. She's very open with that. Very open. And Tiffany is somebody that, see, I'm already talking to her like we're on like a first name basis. But Tiff is somebody that I feel like I see a lot of myself in, and vice versa. She is the embodiment of what I aspire to be. And I think in an industry where it is very dominated, this industry is very, it's really dominated by males. I would have to look at the stats now. I'm pretty sure we're getting closer and closer as the years go on. But the entrepreneurship business industry is dominated by males, okay? And when you get into marketing and statistics, that's even more dominated by males, and white males at that. So being able to take information and sell it back to, number one, a woman-based business, and number two, woman-based businesses that are for the betterment of everybody, that is something that the world absolutely needed. The world needed that. So me and Tiff, yeah, we're locked in. I have a mentor. My mentor is a mindset mentor, because as much as you pour into your business, it's equally as important to pour back into yourself and your mindset. Okay? And we'll talk about this in future episodes, but your mindset is a direct correlation to your success, long-term, short-term, whatever it may be. This is a direct correlation to how successful you will be. So if your mindset isn't in the right place, your business, your goals, your aspirations, it's not going to be up to par with where you want it to be. It's going to mirror your mindset. And like I said, we're going to talk about it in further conversation. We're going to talk about that more deeply in other episodes, but let's just start with that. And I want to leave you guys with that thought. All right, what's the last point? So just to wrap this up, this was one of the more moderate, shorter episodes. The other episodes, they might be around this time. Definitely a little bit longer. I am a talker. I am such a talker. Love talking, especially when it's about business. I can go on and on and on and on. Business, marketing, spirituality, mindset, money. Like, I could talk about these things again and again and again and again. And I feel like the more you talk about it, the more routes you see that you can take, and the more conversations I feel like can be had around these things. But with that being said, tune in next week where I deep dive into our next topic, where I'm not going to release yet. If you're not following me yet, follow me on Instagram and TikTok. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Millie Manners. Okay. Millie Manners. That's MillieManners. Millie Manners. This is a podcast that's going to teach you everything that you need to want. This is the podcast that's going to teach you everything that you need to know about money making, mindset, marketing skills that make you money. Okay. I'm going to teach you everything you need to know from those three categories that are going to translate into money. And this might be hard to believe, but you're not going to have to rebrand yourself. You're not going to have to rebrand your life. It is going to be things that you can take and start applying today. Okay, so I will see you guys on the next episode. I appreciate you guys tuning in. If you made it to this far in the video, you may as well subscribe and send this to a friend. And I will see you guys next week. Thank you so much. Love you. Bye.